This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
7 past the hour now. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in the DJV. Jennifer Horn is the J in the DJV. And Victoria Keelan is the V in the DJV show, here to report to the nation what's going on, what you can expect. The good thing is you don't know. I don't think we're any of us predictable to a point. I mean, we know kind of where Jennifer comes down politically and Victoria politically, but it's a good thing I'm here to keep things even and smooth. So, yeah. Excuse me. Okay, chortler. Jennifer, what do we have that's trending?
Starbucks is trending today, and they've been trending a little bit over the last about a month or so after they had some problems where two black men were arrested for just sitting inside the store without purchasing something, trying to use the restroom. And so now the question asked by many financial watchdogs is Starbucks losing its mojo? Have their problems in the news slowed down their growth? Now, Howard Schultz purchased Starbucks back in 1987, and really he wowed coffee fans, right, with this concept for lattes and frappa happa hoopas, and it seems that
is that what they're really called? Is that what they're really called?
Frappa happa hoo-ha. Yeah, that's right. Since 1987, Starbucks has been on the rise. Well, now, for the first time ever, same-store sales, which is their metric that that basically measures performance, rose only 2%. In the most recent quarter, far from the 7% that their competitive rivals like Dunkin' Donuts and McDonald's McCoffee is able to show. And so the question is, are those challengers just getting better and having a cheaper, stronger product, or is Starbucks oversaturating, and are these stories leading to the decline of the chain? Now, to answer this, to combat this, the CEO of Starbucks tried to put to rest some of the bad news from that story we talked about, where these two black men were arrested at one of its stores in Philadelphia. They closed 8,000 stores for an afternoon of anti-bias training. Well, now we're learning more about what was actually taught there to their 175,000 workers. Apparently, they were trying to teach, get this, unconscious bias training.
Huh? Like, close your eyes and just imagine everyone's white? Like, what does that mean?
Apparently, this is what a lot of corporations, even police departments, organizations in corporate America use to help address racism in the workplace. It's typically designed to get people to open up about implicit biases and stereotypes and encountering people of color, gender, or other identities. Now, there are some other problems for Starbucks. After they bounced back from this unconscious bias training, they said that they would allow anybody to use their restaurant or their stores without having to make a purchase. And in many areas, that's made the Starbucks almost into this place for people to sleep. People are using drugs. They're having sex in the bathrooms. And so this overreaction to this arrest of these two men in Philadelphia has now caused even bigger problems that Starbucks is trying to figure their way out of.
What a mess. And still, there are so many black people in America right now that are furious with Starbucks. And you see it all on social media, and you see commentary online. It's just, they've really created a much bigger problem for themselves than that isolated incident. It's doing the bathroom thing, like you said, Jen, is such an overcorrection that's unnecessary. It's just, whatever.
The politically correct movements that are done are more often than not, they are destined for failure because they're reactionary, not pro-action. So it just, they fall all over themselves trying to be politically correct and make a mess of things. All right, that's an interesting and strong report, Jennifer. Thank you, Victoria. What's going on? was looking at this. I know you're going to focus on Matthew Charles.
Well, actually, no, I have something else.
Okay. Yes. Hey, help yourself then, please.
Okay. When's the last time spam was trending? Well, spam is trending today.
Spam the food or spam on our
computers? You could call it the food. Spam the food, if you want to call it quote-unquote food. Yes. Mm. Nearly 230,000 pounds of spam is being recalled. The U.S. Department of Agriculture just put out a press release saying that Hormel, which is the company that makes spam, the canned pork and chicken products are contaminated with foreign matter, specifically pieces of metal, and there are reports of minor oral injuries linked to people eating Spam Classic, and get this, I didn't know the Spam was so fancy, Hormel Foods Black Label Luncheon Loaf. However,
Black Label Luncheon
that
loaf?
Is what it's called. Black Label Luncheon Loaf. And Spam Classic. With a Best Buy date of February 2021, those are the cans that have been shipped throughout the U.S. and Guam. Apparently, Spam is big in Guam.
Yes,
and so the Department of Agriculture urges consumers to throw out any recalled products or, as you love to say, Doug, return them to the store.
No, you don't throw them out. You bring them back and get your money back. Come on.
Throw them out. I'm too lazy.
Why then nobody pays the price for them screwing up? That's not right. It may be easier for you, but what lesson does that have or hold for the companies that have made a mess out of things? This is not something that you let them get away with lightly. You bring back, as a matter of fact, if I were running
store, on this. It's just laziness.
I bring them back. I want twice my money back. This is an inconvenience. I came back. I'm bringing this stuff back. I don't want the $2 that it cost me to buy. I want $4 back. I'm not kidding either.
I know you're
screaming,
not.
Hoot and holler about that. That's outrageous.
Maybe we should send you to a grocery store with some cans of spam demanding $4 a can.
I found
and just film it and see what happens.
You know what I found? I found a new ethnic food store in Framingham. It's a Russian food store. And the stuff they have is really, they have the kind of juice. I can't read the Russian, so I don't know. I only buy the stuff I can read the label. But they have Kadem grape juice, for example, which is fabulous grape juice. It's all 100% without added sugar, that kind of stuff. But they have great prepared foods. There's some fish dishes that are fabulous. Their fruit and produce is great. And they give you a 5% discount for cash. It's just, and they've been in Framingham Center for ages, and I never went in there before. So there you go. The food store story from Framingham.
That was riveting.
Yes, I sure was. Okay. So here we go. Let me tell you a little about Matthew Charles, a Nashville man. He was released from prison in 2016 after a sentence reduction. He'd spent half his life behind bars. In a rare move, though, the feds have ruled his term was reduced in error, and now they're sending him back to jail to finish his sentence. People have taken to social media to denounce what they call a massive injustice. Online petitions are being signed. How does stuff like this happen? He went to jail for 35 years for selling crack in the 90s. You know, selling crack to whom? I would want to know.
An informant to a cop undercover.
Right, but did he sell it to people? Was he selling to? Why was he suspected in the first place? Or is this one of those set-up phony hits so the police stats can look good? I'd like to know more about the real
That's
story.
That's a good
here.
Question. I don't know.
Yeah.
But 35 years for selling crack? That seems
well,
like a lot.
If you're selling crack to kids, that's why I asked the question.
Right.
If you're selling crack to underage, to kids, that kind of stuff, I think you go to jail, you never get out. It's like rape and murder and stuff. Just throw away the keys. But in this circumstance, what prompted them to let them out and what's prompting them to put them back in? There was some kind of retroactive change in the law, but it didn't apply to him, supposedly.
He was a career offender. He had served 21 years. Yeah.
He'd been in jail before. I mean, this is not a swell, wonderful guy.
Well,
but still.
The interesting thing about this story, though, when he was very young, he did go to state prison for a short time, and that's the reason why he has to go back to prison now, because during the Obama administration, when they shortened the crack guidelines, he on the surface qualified for his sentence to be reduced. He'd already served 21 years, but it turns out because he had been incarcerated before, that automatically puts him in the quote unquote career criminal. criminal category. That's why he has to go back.
If you read between the lines here, this guy, you know, it's not often we see or think that actual rehab takes place when you go into the clink. But this guy apparently did. He took GED classes, correspondence courses, became a law clerk. He helped other incarcerated men understand the system, and he organized Bible studies and counseled newcomers to prison. So I don't know. There's maybe a little something else going on. Is this guy black or white?
He's black.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, the judge even admitted, he said, you know, I commend you. You've spent 2 decades in prison. You never had a single infraction with behavior. And you've done all this good work while you're in the
clinker.
So why
is he going back to the slammer again?
She said that because the law is the law. And she said her hands were tied. There's nothing that she could do. He can't even appeal this. And that's why so many people online have been, like, sharing his story, hoping that there's... I don't know, maybe President Trump can do something? I don't know. Mm. At that level, he might be the only one.
Whatever happened to that Scooter Libby thing? Did he actually let him out of jail? Jennifer, I can't remember.
He pardoned him.
He got out of jail. Right. So if you pardon Scooter Libby, then you ought to be able to pardon this guy.
Well, you know, the one thing that a lot of Democrats, a lot of progressives that don't like President Trump have not been real fast in giving him accolades for this, but just last week Congress actually passed a prison reform bill. So this is something that was supported by Cory Booker and other Democrats that President Trump kind of put his name on because it's one of those key issues. But of course, because it's something nice, we don't hear too much about it.
Everything is bad. If it's Trump, it's bad. Yeah, that's another outrage that we've become. Everybody, I'm not going to go down the street. I don't want to get off onto another toot. I got into enough trouble last hour for getting into a toot then. 17 past the hour. Here's something that is not, I guess there's a toot associated with this. Hold on. Let's see.
When you're tooting. Toot.
I'm touting and tooting. And it is about MyPillow and the graduation special that lasts until the end of the month. If you have a graduate or you are a graduate from a college, some institution, and you want to save another 30% on top of the 50% that you save by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code DJV, now is your time. They had a fabulous, and I bet you if you're in the military, you could still get the deal, although it was supposed to be over on Memorial Day. Same deal for both men and women who are in the service and men and women who have graduated from college. Same deal. Go to MyPillow.com. Look around and see all the fabulous deals there are on their premium pillows, their go-everywhere pillows, their mattresses, their sheets, pillows and beds for dogs. This is a fabulous place. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow and click on the code DJV. Get the advanced savings and then another 30%. You won't find this in any store. You won't find it at Bed Bath Beyond any place. This is the only place to get those savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Enjoy, if you're buying new pillows for your family in your home, you get 50% off on the things you buy. But if you're graduating from college, tell them you're doing that and get 30% more off. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Have been lied to generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And change at the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug. This is an announcement for those of you who like the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Isn't that what it's called? What's that show called?
I think it's just Queer Eye at this point.
Oh, it is?
They shortened it, yeah.
Oh, they changed it. Okay. 8 episodes on Netflix back in February, and now the reboot for Queer Eye is going to start again June the 15th, season 2 of the reboot. They announced that the second season will begin on the 15th. So that means they drop all the episodes. You can watch them all that day, right?
Yes.
Isn't that how they do it at Netflix?
It's the beauty of Netflix. Binging.
What's the latest on House of Cards? Anybody know what really is going on with that? They took what's-his-face out of it, Kevin Spacey. But
yeah,
supposedly,
didn't they add somebody new to it? Not in a presidential role, but I thought they added, not Greg Kinnear, but somebody like that. I feel like they
really
added another name to it in a different capacity. But I think that they're either filming or they've finished filming, and maybe it'll air by the end of the year.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
Add someone. You're right about that.
Yeah, it is Greg Kinnear and Diane Lane, too. Yeah.
Oh, and Diane Lane. Okay, cool.
So what do you call it, still in it?
She's the president.
Yeah.
And they're centering it around her. Right.
Ah, okay. Well, let's see. Interesting to see how it shakes out. Meanwhile, musically at 25 past the hour, the Backstreet Boys are back. How about that? On the pop songs chart, as Don't Go Breaking My Heart has debuted on the list. So this is Jennifer's favorite boy band. I don't know. I've forgotten how you feel.
No. NSYNC is my favorite boy band.
NSYNC is your favorite boy band.
Yes.
So does anybody like Backstreet Boys better than NSYNC here? Kara, what about you?
Not here,
no.
But
no. In the world, plenty of people do, but it's a big argument, and Backstreet Boys are not as good as NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
That's the final call on it. They're okay, though. They're fun to listen to.
Well, this is their 19th hit, dating back to November 1995 with We've Got It Going On. And they extended a span of appearing on pop songs to a record of 22 years, 6 months, narrowly passing Madonna's stretch of 22 years, 4 months. Backstreet Boys boast 9 pop song top tens, including the number ones I Want It That Way, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely. Crack that up a little. I actually quite like the Backstreet Boys. A very good poppy band. They reached number two with Quit Playing Games with My Heart. Number three with As Long As You Love Me. So the new single that they have from the last album, In a World Like This, debuted and peaked at number five on the Billboard 200. The boys have sold 31 million albums. For each of them a buck a piece, that's not bad.
And I think they have a Vegas residency, right?
They do.
I think
it's continuing, right? Yeah.
I'm going,
Jen's going.
Good.
When are you going?
In July.
Maybe
no, August. Yeah.
Hard to go away from the farm in the summertime. Other musical news, Luke Bryan, who's my favorite farm artist and also my favorite of the American Idol judges, now that that's all over. He has revealed the dates for his annual farm tour, which will go through a number of agricultural communities in September. 10th year of the farm tour. 6 states scheduled the first weeks of fall. 1 weekend visiting spots across the Midwest. The second weekend heading back down south to conclude in his home state of Georgia. Started the farm tour in 2009, aiming to bring awareness to farming communities in the U.S. as well as to provide scholarships for families who live in those communities. His farm tour shows are in between dates for his upcoming What Makes You Country tour, which gets underway the 31st of this month up in Toronto. And that tour mixes festival appearances, amphitheaters, stadiums, running through October 26th at Ford Field in Detroit. Sam Hunt opening for him, I don't know.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The waters moved on in Ellicott City, Maryland after intense flash flooding on Sunday, but it's revealed even worse damage than what the floodwaters wrought 2 years ago. The historic city's main street busy yesterday as crews were inspecting buildings and hauling away vehicles that had been thrown around like toys. That is hope dimmed that a Maryland National Guardsman, 39-year-old Edison Herman, would be found alive after disappearing in the raging waters while helping a woman look for a cat.
We aggressively tried to search for him, but we're unable to, and we're still continuing that search as we speak.
That's the Howard County, Maryland Police Chief. Meanwhile, what was subtropical storm Alberto is now a depression, but 2 TV journalists from South Carolina were killed as they covered the story in North Carolina yesterday when a tree toppled onto their SUV. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen back from her trip to Afghanistan, Ethiopia. Let's see, where else did she go? I think you spent some time... Also, if I'm not mistaken, at the South Pole, right? Didn't you go to the South Pole on this
trip?
Yeah,
Santa is my best friend now. So
really?
Yeah, pretty exciting.
And instead
of
moving from the North Pole.
Dude. Well, I know
move
my...
For the purpose of this trip.
The rotten Santa Claus lives in the South.
Yep, he's my favorite
one. All right,
one.
So what was the highlight of the trip? You went to Italy, and you had a nice time. You had a lot of pictures of you boozing it up and eating a lot of gelato.
God, wow.
What else?
I didn't take a lot of pictures of those things because I was too busy doing them to take pictures of them.
But
it was fun. We started out in Rome, then we went to Florence and Venice. I went with one of my best friends that I grew up with. And I don't know, I think one of the nicest things, so it was calling for rain, especially in Florence, and then it was just beautiful, like super sunny, 80 degrees, 75 degrees every single day. So it was just perfect to go out. And I mean, we walked like 10 miles every day, and so my legs were dead, but it was just everything was so beautiful, and we were able to see all of the different tourist attractions in Rome and eat a lot of food and, as you said, drink a lot of wine and eat a lot of gelato, which I would recommend to everyone. But
where was the best food? Because the food, they say, I've never been to Italy, but I've seen a lot of food shows. Yeah,
great.
They say the food is different in Venice. Yeah. Venetians have a very different sense of what their food is versus Rome.
What did you like the best?
I guess I'll just have to say Rome because I was there for the longest, so I was able to eat the most food there. I liked all of it. When I got to Venice, we were only there for like a day and a half, and it was all very like rushed, so I didn't get to try as much as I wanted to. All of the food that I had everywhere was good. Florence has this like really amazing Florentine steak that like they're known for, and I'm sure neither you or Doug would enjoy that, but it was yeah, but everything was good, and the pasta was delicious, and the margarita pizzas were just like the pizza just there doesn't compare to what's here. It's just it's so much better.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'll be going back again next week. How does that sound to you guys?
Italy, I think Italy is a fabulous country. It's crazy. The politics, but it's a very warm, engaging country.
The driving was insane and terrifying. Yeah. The little scooter.
That circle around the Colosseum, how many times did you go around that before you figure out where you were going?
One time.
That's it, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, we took the metro around, so you just take the metro stop to the middle, and then you've got the Colosseum on the left and the Roman Forum on your right, and you're like, which one do I want to go to? And then you just find the entrance and go in.
Yeah.
I did go to
but
the park.
You go to the, some of the, if you're ever able to do it, I say this to anybody who's planning on maybe taking a trip to Europe, maybe going to Italy this summer. Italy is one of the places that you should not miss. If you can at all figure out how to get there at one point in your life. I have been there 4 or 5 times, and every time I go, I enjoy it. Not as much as going to Hawaii, but I really think that Italy, there's a special, I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the energy from the people, the food, the beauty. The country is absolutely beautiful. Mountains, you go over on the east coast and look across to Dubrovnik and Yugoslavia. You can see these smaller communities that are on the east coast rather than the bigger ones. The bigger cities are in the north or on the west coast of Italy. It's just a neat country.
It's beautiful. The people were very, like, you know, I don't speak a lot of Italian. We learned some words and phrases, but everyone was very accommodating. But it's also just really interesting to go to a place that is so completely different than here. I mean, our country is only a few hundred years old, so when you walk around, the oldest thing that you see is not going to be that old. And so when you walk through the Roman Forum and hear about, like, hey, this is where Caesar was standing, like, all these different things, it's so hard to even comprehend how old the things are. And they're just, like, in the middle of the city. Like, you drive down a main street, and then, oh, look, there's a church that's, like, hundreds and thousands of years old. So it was, it was really cool. It was an interesting
history. Was that your first trip to Europe?
No, I've been to briefly to Ireland and England and Wales and that little part, but I'd never been to Italy before. So
let's speaking of Ireland.
Wait! You can't move on. Do not move on yet.
Excuse
me. Did you meet any Italian men? Men, come on. Give us the good stuff.
I met a ton of Italian men who were trying to sell me selfie sticks and umbrellas and a bunch of other. Oh my God! They just couldn't get enough of me. we went to. Florence has leather markets, so you go through and they have all of this really good leather and purses and wallets and all this other stuff. So you go through and it's essentially just one or two guys at every stand, and it's streets and streets of the market. And they just, every single one, if you look at a purse for too long or if you, God forbid, you touch it, and they all come up to you and are just like, do you want that? Should I get that down for you? That, like, I can, what price do you want? And so it's just,
yeah, you can bargain in there.
which was good at least.
Not when I said, did you meet any Italian men? Did I meet leather salesmen? But
right.
No, well, I'm telling you that because those are really the only Italian men that I met. We didn't do a lot of, like, nightlife stuff, which is one thing I would want to do if I went back again. That was, like, the only slightly disappointing
part. Can I tell you something? I don't know where you have to go. I've never, although I'm not a big nightlife person anyway, Italy is notorious for the streets rolling up early. There's nothing, unless you're in a big city, I would think you would not find a lot going on at night, and unless things have changed. Somewhere.
I don't know about that. I mean, we definitely went to the Trevi Fountain and some other locations in the evening at probably like 9 or 10. I mean, we didn't get in until after 10 every night, and there were definitely still tons of people out.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, but I think, Doug, you mean like nightclubs, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well,
none of that stuff.
Yeah,
probably not nearly as much as Spain would have.
I'm not really interested in nightclubs, but it would have been fun to go to some like bars or different stuff like that.
Yeah.
But,
pick up on some drinks for your bartending job.
Yeah.
All right. So, Victoria, I did want to spend a little time talking about that vote that was so overwhelming in Ireland over the weekend.
Right?
It was very surprising. Well, I don't know. Was it? I wasn't following it until
I was surprised.
The aftermath. Yeah. So explain.
I was surprised.
Would you explain a little?
Yeah, Ireland voted to make abortion legal, and it was an overwhelming response. There were a lot of Irish nationals who have been living in other countries who flew home just to vote. And the Catholic Church was silent. It really didn't take a stance at all. And the reason that they did that was because they actually thought that because the Catholic Church is not in great favor in Ireland right now, and so they thought that if they came out against the vote, that it would just drive more people to vote, for it. So they didn't even need to have a presence there, and it still passed overwhelmingly. So it was definitely surprising. When we were there in January, my cousins and I were talking about it, and they were surprised. I think that they were surprised that it went through with such a huge majority.
Mm-hmm. So to go back to Italy for just a second, I forgot to ask you this in terms of politics and elections, because they have elections so frequently in Italy. Did you notice much conversation because the country is on a path to have fresh elections? Was there much of that that you could tell going on, Kara, when you were there?
Not that I could hear. If they were having them, they were probably in Italian, so I didn't understand them. But it was interesting just where I was. I mean, we were eating at a lot of restaurants outside because it was so beautiful. And maybe they have it at some places, but in America, I feel like there's an abundance of like sports bars or whatever place you go into. There's a TV, and I really didn't get that vibe when I was there. So it was like I was so far removed from any and all news unless someone was talking directly to me about it. So, like, there were a few times that I definitely heard the name Trump mentioned, like, in passing, like, either on a train or whatever. But, yeah, I didn't really hear them talking about politics, either U.S. or Italian politics, which was interesting. I'm sure it's still important to them, but it was actually a big relief to me to not have to even think about that for a week.
All right. So the other thing from Ireland, I was just doing a quick, you know how I do the Google search stuff, and I was looking around Ireland. Who is Sasha? Is it Peterse, who is in Pretty Little Liars? Who is she?
Sasha, it's Peters.
Peters? Is she a big name person, or what is
her? She's not really. She's an actress. I only know her because I watched Pretty Little Liars, but she's an actress. She just got married.
Not a big deal.
No.
All right. In a moment, we're going to check in with what's going on in the Dallas with the Mavs. It is 43 past the hour on the DJV show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. With the weather warming up, it's once again grilling season. That's right. Hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages. Unfortunately, many of these foods are not the healthiest, but there are ways to enjoy the great taste of grilling and still be healthy.
The big thing is picking your leaner meats and then making sure that you're not overcooking them. So cooking your chicken right to 165, but typically what I advise people is cook it to 160, leave it on the grill, shut the grill off, let it carry overcook.
Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program Executive Chef Jennifer Welper says that avoids drying out your meat and minimizing the urge to dress it up with high-calorie sauces. She also offers some tips on when it comes to veggies.
The big thing is making sure that you take your vegetables, put them in a bowl, season them in the bowl. So kind of portion out your olive oil and then add your love to it. So onion powder, garlic powder, and you can do some of those seasoning blends that are low salt. Mix them up and then throw them on the grill.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound?
Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, 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 please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Spider-Man has moved to Paris, apparently. It's a big story about the French Spider-Man, Victoria. This story, I think, revolves around a child dangling off of a balcony in the fourth floor of some apartment house. Is that right? Do I have the thread?
That is correct. The video of this rescue of this four-year-old who was, when you see him, he's literally just clinging to life on top from the railing of the balcony. Somehow he got up and over the railing, was hanging on the outside railing, and this young Malian migrant named Mamadou Gassama was walking on the street below, looked up, saw this child dangling. He climbed all four stories on the outside of the building to rescue this little four-year-old.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. So they're calling him Spider-Man now. The video went viral. Mm. And so he met with French President Emmanuel Macron, and he's been offered French citizenship and a job by the Paris
and
Fire Brigade.
Right.
Yeah. He's 22, and he now has a job with the Paris Fire Brigade following this dramatic rescue. And in the video, people were below cheering him on, obviously,
hey,
but,
you
know, hoping this child was going to make it. But the problem behind the scenes now is the father of the child had gone out to a shop. He left the child alone. He came back from the shop and still didn't pay attention to his son and was playing Pokemon Go as his four-year-old was literally dangling off the edge of building.
Right.
So he now faces up to 2 years in prison.
All right, Jen, what's new with the Dallas Mavs? This fellow Yogi Ferrell looks like kind of a hero. We're talking about heroes, is he?
Yeah, he's becoming an integral part of Jonathan's Place and all that it stands for. It was a natural fit for Dallas Mavericks guard Yogi Ferrell. Jonathan's Place is a foster care and adoption program that provides a safe place, a loving home, and specialized services to children who've been abandoned, neglected, or abused. Maybe this poor kid in Paris is one of those kids. Holy moly. Mm. Given that Ferrell's mother was neglected and grew up in foster care, he felt it was important to join their mission in partnership with Jonathan's Place and with support from the Mavs owner Mark Cuban. Yogi Ferrell hosted Foster Care Saturday. Mark Cuban attended the event. He said that his wife is on the board, so the Mavs Foundation and his family are big supporters of Jonathan's Place. When Yogi picked it as the organization that really fits with him for his foundation, Mark Cuban said he was excited. He went on to say, "We know the work that they do. We know how committed they are to kids and really adults now, too, of all ages." And pretty tragic stories from some of these kids. They get thrown away, and Jonathan's Place has existed to pick up the pieces for kids, whether they're 8 months or 18 years old. Yogi used the event to launch his Ferrell Family Foundation, and he said, "I know Mark Cuban wants to always give back, so it was great that we could get him here. I know he's a busy man, but I'm glad he can come out and help me in the launching of my foundation." So a good story. Good. Yogi Ferrell and Mark Cuban deserve a round of applause.
10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is our focus, Dr. Jock, where'd that, Doc Jock,
oh yes,
where'd that come from? Jack Stockwell is here, Nooka Chiropractor, Good Day Health Show, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, continue to amaze people. You can go into the whole archives at gooddayhealthshow.com, see what's there, see what you need to learn. Also, Jack and his wife Mary produce great podcasts at forbiddendoctor.com. Don't forget about that as well. Jack has been doing some work on a study focusing on sucrose, which is basically the white table sugar that you use, and how bad it is for you. I guess one of the things that I hear from people is, yep, we always talk about what's bad. So what do we do after we've told people how bad sugar is? What do we use as a sweetener? Because many of the things that have been told, we've been over the years, we've been told aspartame is good. No, it's crap. That's bad for you. So when we're all done with this talking about how bad sugar, table sugar is for you, what are we going to use? So that's your challenge, Jack. After you give us your report, let's come up with something that people can use that they will like.
One of the things I think that is filling research volumes now, that's showing up more than ever, is the effect of table sugar, sucrose, upon the body. Mm-hmm. You can hardly find anything in a supermarket anymore that is processed in a bag, a box, or a can that in the ingredients doesn't have various names for sugar. It hardly ever says sugar anymore. There's different names for it, which the food labeling laws allows it to do. And when you look at the rate of obesity in the country, and you look at the continuing growth of heart disease and cancer, and so the so-called war on these things, obviously we're not making any ground
It's like a war on drugs.
No,
against the time and money.
Yeah, the war on this, the war on that are just battle cries to raise some kinds of money. Yep. So as I was looking through different studies, I found a study from 1965 that was mentioned in a study that came out November of last year, referring back to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1965 and follow-up work relative to that study that was talking about how... And how long ago was 1965? I mean, we're talking over 53 years, I think, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. In any event, they knew back then that increased levels of table sugar in your diet led to increased levels of fat inside the body. Now, someone might scratch their head and say, what's the difference? Because any energy coming into the body that the body does not immediately need, it's going to convert it to fat.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain doesn't know you're going to have dinner tonight. It gets breakfast this morning. It processes breakfast, but it doesn't know there's going to be dinner tonight. So any carbohydrate, any kind of extra energy that came in breakfast that it doesn't immediately need, it's going to convert it to fat. And when you get something as pure energy as sugar is, it goes right to fat almost immediately if you don't immediately need it. So any event, in this study, what they found out was that people who had elevated levels of sucrose in their diet were more prone to bladder cancer than those who didn't, and also had higher levels of fat buildup in the bloodstream than those who were eating less amounts of sucrose. Now, the whole point of this is that they knew this back in 1965, and the sugar industry tried to cover it up and made sure...
What a shock!
Made sure that that study did not get published. Now, what do you do instead? Well, what we recommend to our patients is, number one, honey. Local honey.
That's great.
If you have to have a sweetener, try to get honey, raw honey. Make sure it says on the label raw, because if it doesn't say raw, it was pasteurized. Yep. If it was pasteurized, it's been changed to some degree. Make sure it's local so that it has the local allergens in it to temper the body's allergic responses. Or something like stevia. I particularly don't care much for stevia. Honey's the big thing.
Local honey, that's a great suggestion. Okay, so now Jack told you the problem. Told you how to fix it. Local, unprocessed honey. It is the best. And you know what? One of the things that honey is good for is helping your immune system, because it's all natural, local stuff, as are the fruits and vegetables. This time of year, as vegetables become available, get as many of them as you can, ripened fruits as well. If you can't find them and you want to balance your body, make sure that your immune system is working properly. Go to balanceofnature.com and sign yourself up for these little capsules that have 11 different ripened fruits that have been dried and powdered, and the same number of vegetables, cooked, dried, and powdered, put in a little capsule. You take two, one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and your immune system goes through the roof. Strengthen your immune system. Get started free at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV, okay?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.